T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Last year, some time to work. The initiative is being fought by major real estate interests. They've spent almost $100 million so far trying to defeat it. We're going to hear from both sides of Prop 21 this afternoon. And joining us first on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline is Renee Moya, campaign director for Yes on 21. Thanks so much for being with us. And so why do we still need Prop 21 when California just enacted these tough statewide renter protections just last year?
Well, good afternoon, first off, and thank you for having me. Really, what we have to understand is that the protections that were passed just last year are clearly not enough. They allow rent increases for the renters who are protected by them by up to 10% every single year. And at the same time, according to statistics from Zillow, something like only 7% of rent increases for renters are actually affected by the initiative. In other words, the vast majority of renters in the state of California see very little benefit from those protections. What Prop 21 allows us to do is to go beyond those protections. It allows us to be able to get to protect people locally that with actual tenant protections that we know work very well. We know that in places like LA, for example, our rent stabilization ordinance works very well. Same in the Bay Area with rent control in places like San Francisco. Our initiative would allow us to be able to expand those renter protections that we know work and that way ensure that people can stay in their homes.
Governor Newsom says he worries that Prop 21 would discourage the construction of affordable housing, and it's too soon to tell whether if more rent control laws are necessary. How do you respond to that?
Well, first off, we should say that last year's protections are not rent control. This is the reason why the authors of those initiatives have endorsed Prop 21. That includes Assemblymember David Chu, who drafted those protections. He supports Prop 21 for that reason. Secondly, though, our initiative exempts new construction. So if anything is 15 years or younger, right, if it's a newly built apartment complex, then it is not protected under Prop 21. And in that way, we're incentivizing the construction of more housing.
So, you know, your original measure lost badly 2 years ago. Why will this time be any different? And why are these measures such a hard sell at the ballot box?
Well, let's be very clear. The opposition to Prop 21, just like the opposition to Prop 10, had far more money. That money is allowing the real estate interests behind the opposition to confuse voters. And so we have encountered voters, as we did 2 years ago, who really do believe that our initiative will take away rent control, which is the exact opposite of what we're trying to achieve. But that is the message that you can convey when you have $100 million to confuse voters. The difference, of course, today is this: that we know that the housing crisis in California has got demonstrably worse. It was already bad 2 years ago. It is even worse today. We know that homelessness in the state has increased by over 20,000 people in the last 2 years. We know also that in an inability to be able to keep people in their homes, especially right now during COVID-19, when the best remedy for this pandemic is to keep people in their homes, is very, very lacking. We know, according to the Aspen Institute, that 5.4 million California renters are at risk of being evicted. Those millions of renters were already suffering as a result of the housing crisis, according to that study. These were renters who were already being deeply impacted by the housing crisis in California. It just so happens that COVID-19 is worsening those impacts. And so, again, our initiative will give local communities those tools that they need. Right now, they don't have them. They don't have the ability to expand things like rent freezes, which would allow us to be able to get through the next few months and to the other side, and would allow us to have a just recovery. We need tools at our disposal locally to be able to help more people, and that's what Prop 21 will allow us to do.
Given the stats that you just cited, I wanted to follow up a little bit more on Doug's question about the hard sell. It would appear to be that your measure would be really easy to sell to the public, but it's not.
It isn't what you're being outspent by 2 or 4 to 1. So during Prop 10, again, we were outspent 4 to 1 by the opposition. This time around, the opposition has an additional $40 or $50 million above us. And we have to be very cognizant about the role of money in our elections, right? When you are the opposition and you are able to spend, once again, nearly $100 million to say whatever you like about an initiative, including lying very clearly about that, then you can get away with bloody murder, unfortunately, right? This is part of a long-standing issue that we have. We are not the only initiative that is facing a very similar hurdle. We know that the power of these corporate interests to be able to plow unlimited sums of money makes it difficult for us to get the change that we need. And unfortunately, though, it is that same power of money that stops our elected officials from going further. Governor Newsom, including some of the members of the legislature, the reason why they haven't done, frankly, enough at the statewide level is because we know that the power of the real estate industry is unmatched. It is one of the largest lobbies and one of the largest contributors to our elected officials on both sides of the aisle. This is the only reason why we're going to the voters of California, because we know that it is very difficult to get necessary legislation to protect people. So this is why we are going back to the ballot. Ultimately, this is about doing the right thing. The proponents of Prop 21, we don't get anything financially from expanding rent control. We simply know that it is the right thing, and we know that we're on the right side of history with this. The opposition might think that being able to pour $100 million makes their position sound, or that they will ultimately win. They won't, because the renters of California, the 17 million renters of California, deserve protections. Our initiative protects those renters. If you're a renter, you are going to be protected by Prop 21. If you're a homeowner, you will be exempted from Prop 21, including if you have a family trust. And at the same time, we exempt new construction to be able to incentivize the badly needed construction of affordable housing, which we know that we also need in the state. We need to do all the solutions at our disposal. That includes protecting renters right now, preserving affordable housing, both of which Prop 21 does, and incentivizing the production of new housing so that in that way we can build the housing that we need.
All right. Thanks so much, Renee Moya. Yes on Prop 21. Now we turn to Steve Maviglio speaking for the No on 21 campaign. Well, you just heard a lot of the case there for this initiative, Steve. Thanks for being with us. What is your best argument against it?
Yeah, if half of the things that Renee said were true, I'd probably vote for it. Hey, listen, Prop 21 is opposed by Governor Newsom. It's opposed by the Republican Party. Those two entities never agree on anything. It's opposed by labor unions. It's opposed by the Chronicle. It's opposed by the Mercury News. In fact, it's opposed by 22 of the 23 daily newspapers in the state of California. Pretty simple. It's just a bad idea. Despite what Renee just told you, it is a major disincentive to building new affordable housing. And everybody in the housing industry knows that's the only way we get out of this nightmare. We don't do it by adding another layer and set of regulations. We don't do it by giving communities another tool to block housing. And we don't do it by putting a policy that was proven not to work every time it's implemented because it takes housing off the market. And we cannot afford to do that. And Berkeley went into rent control. It lost thousands of units. People pull their homes out of the market because they don't want to be subject to a rent control board telling them when they can put on a new roof or repair a lamp. They don't want to be subject to all kinds of onerous regulations. And so they either sell their homes, they take it off the market, they turn it into Airbnbs, or they turn it into condos. And who does that hurt? The people that need housing the most. The people that landlords will say, you know what, if I'm going to have somebody living in my property for 15, 20 years, I'm going to rent it to the person I know who's going to be able to deliver that rent check every month. And that's usually not a person on low income. And that's why low-income people get hurt by rent control.
Steve, there's no question that the pandemic and recession have really hurt a lot of California tenants who are struggling because of the pandemic and, again, the recession. So why not do everything possible to expand the kinds of housing that are subject to rent control to keep them from being evicted?
Well, let's be clear. Prop 21 allows rent increases up to 15%. So it's a little disingenuous to say it keeps people in their home because it doesn't freeze rent. It doesn't lower rent. In fact, we're seeing, you can see it particularly in San Francisco, rents are down by 20.9% according to the last Zillow study. So, you know, it's a tenant's market now. People will tell you they're going out there and offering all kinds of incentives just to keep people renewing their leases. But again, at the end of the day, you want to get people to build more affordable housing. And this 15 years in exemption, that's not nearly enough. If you're building a major project, you need 30 years. You need the capital to pay that off over 30 years. This is a major disincentive to people going into that market. We all know how expensive housing is. We, you know, it's crazy. Even affordable housing, one unit, they just did a study here in Sacramento, was $400,000 for a single unit of affordable housing. So wrap on layers of new regulations on that, wrap on the inability to get financing for that, and it's just not a worthwhile business venture.
So, as you know, Steve, big real estate interests are pouring, you know, tens of millions of dollars into defeating this measure. Why shouldn't the voters look at that and say, well, they're just trying to protect their own bottom line? I guess Prop 21 probably would help me as a renter.
Well, I think you need to look at two things. First is the independent legislative analyst, also known as the LAO, that puts the description of the ballot initiatives in your ballot handbook. And they have said this. They said Prop 21 will lower property values. So naturally, anybody who owns property in this state doesn't want the value of their property loan. That's why we have hundreds of contributors. Now, you know, Renee talked about these billionaire real estate barons. That is responsible for less than 2% of the housing in the entire state. The people getting squeezed here are mom-and-pop landlords. Anybody with three or more units would fall under this. Even a single-family homeowner, if your home is held in a partnership or trust, if you wanted to rent a room, you could be subject to these new rent control regulations. And again, it's a disincentive for making those kind of housing units available to people. You know, the sponsor of this is the HL Foundation, who pays Renee's checks. They have put $40 million into this. This is a so-called nonprofit that's designed to help AIDS patients. But they have put $40 million into this. 99.8% of the money for Prop 21 is from this one entity. And you may have seen this before. You mentioned before it was Prop 10. They put $20 million in that. They're in three other states. The same entity also had a ballot initiative about prescription drugs 4 years ago. And then 2 years before that, requiring condoms for porn addicts. So this is somebody with a political slush fund who tries to find an opportunity to hammer somebody every 2 years and doesn't build a single unit of housing. They also were called a slumlord in the LA Times investigation because they do own property. So you have to always peer behind the cover and see who's actually sponsoring these things and find out lots of information about who they actually are and what their agenda is.
All right, thank you so much, Steve Maviglia, with No on Prop 21. We heard earlier from Renee Moya with Yes on 21. Thank you both. Tomorrow, we're going to take a closer look at Proposition 20, parole reform. And don't forget to vote. Voting already well underway, just 1 week to go now. You can hear the State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It's also available wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
Up next, a quick check of our KCBS traffic. We get that from Kim.
Well, good news in Concord. All lanes open. Eastbound Highway 4 at Solano Way. Bad news, Bay Bridge. Still have that big rig stuck at the Treasure Island off-ramp. All your approaches out of the city to the span are jammed up, hoping to have it cleared by the top of the hour. We'll wait and see. Next update, 348, the traffic leader, KCBS.
Really nice looking day. Lots of highs in the 70s to low 80s. Winds are calming down. Stronger marine push starting to cool things off. Tomorrow, winds will calm even further. Traffic and weather together on KCBS, sponsored by...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.